This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Hi, this is Dawn Marie, and welcome again to the podcast called The Jump. And thank you for joining me for my midlife crisis, which is going to be recorded through a series of podcast episodes, which no one will ever listen to. Just kidding. Today, we are going to talk about self-discipline and how that plays into performance, high performance, and doing the things that you're afraid of doing. Okay, Jim Rohn is one of my all-time idols. He is pretty much one of the grandfathers of personal development. And he said this: you either pay the price of discipline or you pay the price of regret. And there's a lot of truth in that. Every single act that you do has a weight on your self-worth scale. That's actually a fact. So I'm on a weight loss journey. Candidly, my weight goes up and down. I'm always going to be on a weight. No, I'm not always going to be on a weight loss journey, but weight loss the story behind that can be a little bit of a story of self-discipline. But the thing is, we all know what it is that we're supposed to be doing. We just lack the discipline to do it daily. Many of us. And the difference between people who make millions and have freedom and have very good, healthy relationships and have the everything, do work that is fulfilling, have a life that is exemplary, live with integrity to their values and alignment, all of those people have discipline. They all practice discipline. And when you consider the people that you surround yourself with, your friends, your associates, I want you to consider, do they have the discipline to get them where they want to go? And just the answer is going to be very simple, yes or no. And then I want to encourage you to ask yourself the same question. Do you have the discipline right now? Now, if you don't, that's okay, baby. Like I said, my weight goes up and down. I am, that'll be a different story. But discipline is a muscle that needs to be built. But self-discipline is a form of self-love, one. And two, self-discipline is a reflection of your self-worth. I'm going to say that again because it's a really important point. Your self-discipline is a reflection of your self-worth. Now, you might turn around to me, that might trigger you. Candidly, it fucking should. And say, I got great self-worth. Girl, I'm a baller. Look at me, look at my flashy watch. As you can tell, I have really flashy watches, like $75. I got great self-worth. Look at all the things that I own. I don't care about the things that you own, baby. I care about how disciplined you are about doing the little things every single day that get you to where you really want to go. It's the magic of the level up, of the increased income, of the beautiful body, the magic of that next level, whatever it is. For a lot of people, it is, you know, I picked two categories here, wealth and health. It takes discipline to get there, but it's not something that we hear a lot about. It's not something that we see a lot about on a phone, right? This is an addiction. Looking at your phone constantly, there's a lack of discipline there. You want to know what the billionaires and the millionaires who are living quality lives with really good partners and really healthy, they all have the discipline to put their fucking phone down or on silent. They have the discipline to choose certain foods over other foods. They have the discipline to not drink 3 or 4 nights out of the week. They have the discipline to give up drinking all completely because they're so blissfully happy and in love with their lives. I don't think that enough of us understand the power of discipline. And I'm going to read something to you here. You vote with every action and decision you make for who you want to be. And you do. You do, baby. It's in the small decisions. It's in that third glass of wine. It's in working another 4 hours on a weekend and not being able to spend time with your child. It's on choosing the Greek yogurt. Yeah, I know it doesn't taste fabulous over the croissant. And this is talking from someone who used to eat an almond croissant every day and love it. I used to wrap the excuse and the bullshit into, you're worth it, Dawn. And this was at a time in my life where I was really upset about my weight, really upset. It was about 180 pounds, and I'm 5'5". That's not to say that I don't allow myself the almond croissant every now and again, but I don't allow myself to feed myself the excuses and the bullshit. I spell Dawn Marie, D-A-W-N, next word, M-A-R-I. I left out the E. No more excuses. Because I was the girl who had decades worth of excuses. Remember how I said in that first podcast episode, this was a podcast that I've wanted to do for 10 years. I've wanted to do the book for 15. I am 45. I am finally doing both of them now. But I lacked the discipline to do the hard stuff I had to do every single day to get where I wanted to go. In regards to the book and in regards to the podcast. And I think we all do this. But when I'm just reading this sentence again, because it's so important. Every single act that you do has a weight on your self-worth scale. Think about that in your daily choices. What is it that you really want? And are you actually doing anything about it? Legit. You hate your boss? Fine, I'm with you. I've had millions of bosses and I've hated many of them. Now, since I'm more of a Buddhist than a badass, I'm still a badass, I feel sorry for those bosses because I realize how miserable they were to treat me like how they did. What is it that you want and what are you doing about it? Are you doing the hard thing? Every single day. I'm not talking about once a week. I'm not talking about twice a month. That shit's not going to get you anywhere. Tough love. Same thing, diet. I don't really believe in diets. I believe in conscious eating and just being responsible for your damn choices. If your pants don't button, dude, woman, you're the only one who can do anything about that. Why do we give up on ourselves? You're going to say to me, no, 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 Dawn, I have not given up on myself. I just lack the discipline. And what I'm saying to you is they are the same fucking thing. if you can get to a point of clarity on what you want, and number two, see the excuses that you tell yourself every single day of why you can't do it today, it's going to be tomorrow, or it can't be tomorrow, it's going to be the next day, then this thing came up. No, dude, nothing came up. You just lack the discipline. And I say this as someone who for a very long time lacked the discipline. I mean, even with my LinkedIn posts, I do not really love doing 5 LinkedIn posts a week. Even this week, look at me giving excuse. It's 5 o'clock on a Sunday. I'm going to have to do one at 5 o'clock on a Sunday, or agree that it was a 4 post for the week. I mean, there, you just saw me give an excuse. Like I said, it's an area that I struggle with, but in all of the previous, in the last 4 or 5 weeks, when I really made a commitment to LinkedIn and to showing up every single day, at least 4 days out of the week, going for 5, right? With quality content. This is not like this light, fluffy bubblegum bullshit or some infogram that I paid a Pakistani in freaking, you know, whatever time zone to create for me so that it goes viral. I'm talking about heart and soul, real posts on LinkedIn. Showing up consistently. That discipline has enabled me to reach viewers and build an audience and a platform in a way that I've never been able to do before. I was only able to do that by consistently showing up and doing the damn hard thing. I did a post on, this came to me through, I get a lot of my ideas for writing when I do walks. Now, another discipline is 17,000 steps. I'm going to say, Dawn, I work. I don't have time for 17,000 steps. It's 7 miles. Let's call it 2 hours. Yes, you do. It's just not part of your current priority. Taking that aside, I'll take 5,000 steps from you. I'll take 10,000. But I mean, 10,000 is a minimum, not even just for a medical health reason. 10,000 is a minimum for your mental health, dude. Mental health. Okay. Getting back to this discipline again of showing up on LinkedIn, that is what has allowed me finally to get to a point where I did a post on notes to my 25-year-old self from my 45-year-old self. And previous to that, I would get, you know, LinkedIn views, like maybe I would get like 2,000 views, 1,000 views, something like that. That post got over 9,000 views. It was one of my top performing posts. And I only got there by doing the discipline of writing every single day. And here's the other thing. I started to get better at writing every single day. And that's how I was able to create something that would have an expansive reach. And did that expansive reach immediately mean like 500,000 in my bank account? No. Welcome to career pivot at 45. But it meant I was able to help and connect with a lot more people. And that was the intention. That was the intention. Shit, if I wanted to just make money and I didn't care how I did it, I would have stayed in hedge funds, selling my soul. But there were too many miserable people I met. Too many people trapped, too many people in cages. I had to start doing the hard things, and I had to start doing them every single day. And my main point to you right now is do the hard things, do them every day. Pick three that you know will move the needle. And I hate that freaking phrase, move the needle. Oh, it really makes me want to smack someone. But you know the little disciplines that with time will lead tremendous results. I hate writing down what I eat. But when I need to drop weight, I do that. I hate calorie counting, but when I can't button my pants, I do. Not for very long, but I do. Because it's a discipline thing. It's a self-love thing. It's a putting me forward thing. Pick three things that you know, if you did those three things every day, for 4 weeks, you would see tremendous results. Write them down, because we all know them. I'm not your guru. I don't have all the answers for you, but I know what questions to ask. I promise you that, because I have failed at so much in my life. I have failed in so much. I know where the blocks are between you and that next 50K, that next 100K, maybe that next million or two. Part of the blocks lie with the self-discipline in doing the hard things. Just write down three that if you did them every day for 4 weeks, you would start to see tremendous results. And then here's the next step. Try doing those three things every day for a week. Just try. You are going to be shocked at how amazing you feel at day 7. Because you'll have momentum, and fear cannot catch momentum, my friend. Why am I talking about fear? Because fear is what keeps us from every next level up. Fear of what people think. Fear of not being good enough. Fear that we're too old. Fear that we're too young. Fear that we don't have enough experience. No one has enough experience. This is life. This is the school of Fort Knox. It is a big fucking mess. You can be here 1 second, and the next second you can be gone or catch a weird brain cancer. I say this because literally one of my friends did. Young, healthy, brain cancer. Now he can barely speak. Why am I talking about that in self-discipline? Because you do not have the time to fuck and faff about. This is your life. It is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next month. It's not in 6 months. Because if you think you have 6 months from now, you're a damn fool. Sorry, I love you, but you are. You may not have 6 months from now. If COVID taught us anything, it taught us that. But look around you, man, woman, look around you. Do you not notice how people younger and younger in finance and in law seem to be getting weird illnesses? No one's really talking about it. Then all of a sudden an industry would have to change in the standards they have for their employees. But I know that you know what's happening. There's a choice that you can make every single day that will remind yourself that you're worth it. And I want you to be inspired by this podcast today. I want you to be inspired by this podcast today so that you make that choice and you do the hard thing, the little thing, make it little. I asked for three, I'll take two. Go at it for 7 days, let me know how you feel at the end. I love you. Go slay the day, kick some ass, and tell some asshole to fuck off. Love you. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie. And my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.